Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Amazing way. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging around with me today. It's my pleasure as always. I told you that Pierce and Jane Howard were going to be here, but it turns out it's just going to be Pierce, which we're not. The only thing we don't mind it being Pierce, but we miss Jane, and she just wasn't able to join us today. But they are the co-authors, of the Owner's Manual for Personality at Work. And Pierce, Dr. Pierce Howard, is the author of the Owner's Manual for the Brain. He's the brain guy. He's the brainiac who wrote the book about the brain that's now in its third edition. How many printings, Pierce?
Printings of the third edition?
Yeah. Altogether, how many printings?
About 15 printings.
15 printings. It's still available, folks. This book's been out a while. He keeps updating it, and it's still available. I see it in bookstores all the time. It's a magnificent book. Pierce, welcome back to the show.
Pleasure to be with you.
It's good to have you back. Let's talk about the brain today. We talk about personality a lot, and we have done that for lately, but since it's just you and me, let's talk about the brain. What do you think?
Great idea. In fact, why don't we talk about a day in the life of the brain?
I like that, because boy, howdy, do small business owners have a lot of bombardments of their brain during the day.
Let's start out with that morning cup of coffee, or tea, or Coca-Cola, or whatever your pleasure is. You know, caffeine, what it does for most people is it raises the temperature of the brain several hundredths of a point, so you can get a little more glucose burned and have some energy to think straight. It kind of gets the cobwebs out. It really is a function to it. You don't have to use caffeine to do it. You could exercise or something like that, or you could just wait it out. But caffeine sort of jump starts it. But it really is a drug. And the thinking today is that you need to consider caffeine in terms of dosage. And the dosage is about 1 milligram of coffee per pound of body weight. That translates to a typical cup of drip coffee being about 150 milligrams. So for a 150-pound person, that cup is one dose. To give you an idea, an espresso is about 100 milligrams. Or a double latte then would be 200 milligrams.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one dose lasts about 7 hours. So what that means is after that first cup of coffee at 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock or whatever, that needs to be it until early to mid-afternoon, not even at lunch.
So people who get up in the morning and literally, I know them, who drink a pot of coffee before they go to work, or they get up and by within an hour or so, they have literally consumed an entire pot of coffee.
Yes, it's they're overstimulated. It's hard on the heart. They will make mental errors that they would not make if they had not had so much caffeine. They need to stop after that first dose and switch to water.
Yeah. What if they start drinking decaf?
Decaf would serve the purpose in terms of stopping the caffeine.
If you want the flavor, but don't you still get some? I still believe that there isn't any completely caffeine-free coffee. What do you think? I still think you get a little bit.
It's true for the most part. You get a little bit, but I tell you what's a good substitute is Postum.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've ever had Postum.
I know what it is.
But Leo Tolstoy used to drink that instead of coffee and tea.
Well, if it's good enough for Leo, it's good enough for me.
But it's basically burnt cereal and molasses, and it actually has a rather nice taste to it.
Yeah. So cut back on the caffeine. Now, what if I have... You're saying that, one cup of coffee in the morning actually should be all you have in terms of caffeine for the half day until after lunch.
Yes, and that's assuming that it's a cup of strong coffee. I mean, two cups of moderate coffee might serve the same purpose depending on your body size.
Yeah, okay.
Now, let's move on from caffeine. We've got that coffee in our system.
Can I stop you for a second? Yeah. What about 10 ounces of a soft drink like Coca-Cola or Pepsi or something like that, or Dr. Pepper? What about something like that?
Yeah, the same principles apply. In fact, if you look in my book, The Owner's Manual for the Brain, there's a whole table of how many grams of caffeine every drink has in it.
Right. So there's a 10 ounces of Coke compare about the same for a cup of coffee?
When you come back from break, I'll give you the exact amount.
All right, I'd like that. Hold on to that thought, folks. This is good stuff. 20 Till, right back with Pierce Howard. Stay with us.
When you smile for a camera, I know I love you better. The best thing in life are free.
We're back. It's 17 till 43 after the hour. Thank you very much staying with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Smallbusinessadvocate.com is where you can find the show and all the different ways you can listen to the show, including streaming and podcasting and RSSing and all that stuff. And so use it to your advantage. Also, the articles are there that I have written, or my Brain Trust members like Pierce Howard, who's our guest this half hour, that all of our Brain Trust members have written. Thousands of articles there, thousands of shows that we've done that we've been saving since 1999. And then, of course, you have our Brain Trust list there, and our newsletter subscription form is there. You can subscribe to that. That's free. It comes by email every Sunday afternoon. Get you ready for the week ahead. The blog is there. We update it every weekday. And that's all at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And, of course, askjim.biz is where you can get small business answers now. Pierce Howard is our guest, Dr. Pierce Howard. We're talking about the brain. And Pierce, I was asking you just before the break to compare quickly the difference between, say, 12 ounces of a soft drink, like a can of Diet Coke or something, with a cup of coffee.
Yes, substantially less caffeine. On average, you're talking about 50 milligrams of caffeine for a 12-ounce can.
Right.
And although it varies a lot from Dr. Pepper, which has a lot more, or Mr. Pibb, down through 7-Up, which is going to have substantially less.
Right. Okay. So now what? Where's our next step?
Well, as you go through the morning, let's say you pick up the newspaper next, and about halfway through the day, you try to remember something you read in the newspaper, and you can't remember it. And you say to yourself, oh, my goodness, my memory is just going all to...
Early onset.
Going haywire here. Early onset. Well, that's silly. And the reason it's silly is that there's something about us, Jim, that when we get out of school, we think that our memory apparatus changes. You know, when you're in school, what do you do to remember things for tests? You go over them, you underline them, you call them out to each other, you memorize, you have mnemonic aids, you really focus on things. And then all of a sudden you finish school and you don't do that anymore. And you just assume that your mind turns to flypaper and it's just going to catch things that you see in the newspaper or hear on the Jim Blassen game show. And that's not the way it is. When you want to remember things, you've got to be focused and practice and rehearse the same way you did when you were in school. So it's not early onset. It's just becoming lax and having a false understanding about how the brain changes.
Well, the brain is a muscle, isn't it? I mean, the more you exercise it, the better it works. Am I correct in that?
Well, yes. And memory... The way it works a little bit is with adrenaline. You got to get pumped up. Adrenaline is kind of like a fixer in a photographic darkroom. You need to get pumped up a little bit by focusing kind of getting excited about what you're learning, and that will help.
Well, you know, one thing I've noticed is just an experiment myself. Just since I've been doing my show, I've always had a pretty good memory. But since I've been doing my show, my memory has gotten better over the last 10 years.
Not surprising. You know what they say, use it or lose it.
Well, yeah, and I sure use it. I mean all the different people that I'd interact with over the years, it's been an interesting experiment to remember how I was before I started doing my show, to the point where I was almost worried about my memory, to the point where, you know, where now it's really, you know, I think it's a lot better because I think I'm flexing that muscle. Go ahead. Now, what's the next thing?
You remember that good old country music song, I'm not as good as I once was,
right.
But I'm as good once as I always was.
Exactly.
Well, as you move through the morning, you need to consider air and light in your office, in your work area. You need access to direct sunlight. And if you don't have access to direct sunlight, the chances are you may feel drowsy or sleepy, because direct sunlight is responsible for shutting down the production of melatonin, which makes you sleepy.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're in an inside office with no windows and no access to sunlight, then you need to put in your office work area, or those of your the people on your office team, you need to put full spectrum lights. These full spectrum lights, they're the kind of thing you'd put in an indoor garden to simulate sunlight. There's an index called the CRI, the color rendering index, and anything less than a CRI of 90 is going to be missing at least part of the full spectrum of light.
So when we buy fluorescent bulbs, we need to buy fluorescent bulbs with a CRI index above 90.
That's correct. That simulates natural sunlight, the full spectrum of light. And
So what you're saying is what's good for our houseplants is good for us.
Exactly.
See, we do that, don't we? We go out shopping for bulbs that to help our houseplants, and we don't even pay attention to it for ourselves.
Exactly. And most hardware stores don't know about the CRI.
Right.
You need to call up a distributor, and they'll know
right.
what the CRI is.
Right. Exactly. Call up an electrical supply company, somebody like that, but even if they don't know about it, the box that the bulbs come in will have that in there. So do a little research on that. I think that's a really good suggestion, folks, is to check the CRI index. And remember what he said, above 90. It's almost 9 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Dr. Pierce Howard is our guest. He and I will be right back. And I wouldn't be doggone. Hey, hey, I belong. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for staying with me. We're talking about the brain with our lead brainiac in the Brain Trust. The Owner's Manual for the Brain is the title of the book. It's now in its third edition by Dr. Pierce J. Howard, which this is a book you can find wherever books are sold. Also, The Owner's Manual for Personality at Work. You really need to buy both of these. That one was written by Pierce and his lovely wife, Jane Howard. You can find them wherever books are sold or at their website. Go ahead, Pierce, give us that, please.
www.syntax, that's CENTACS.com.
So check that out, folks. And they have lots of other stuff there, including all the personality profile tests that you guys offer and all that stuff, right, Pierce?
That's right.
So, all right, we're talking about the brain, and you're helping us understand how we need to nurture and feed the brain. We've talked about limiting caffeine, or at least knowing how much caffeine you're putting into your body per pound of body weight. Also, the lighting situation that we need to pay attention to. What else, Pierce?
Well, as you pass through the afternoon, regardless of what you've had for lunch, you may realize that you're feeling drowsy or sleepy. And that's not necessarily because of what you had for lunch.
You don't think it was the meatloaf?
It could be the meatloaf, but it's really if you had something fatty, then what it's going to do is interact with what I'm going to tell you about, because every afternoon between 2 and 4 o'clock, there is a dip in body temperature. To be more precise, it comes about halfway between the time you wake up and the time you're going to go to sleep. So if, if you wake up at 6 and go to bed at midnight, that's a total of 18 hours, which means halfway through would be 9
o'clock.
Hours.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be 3 o'clock. And so that's when you're going to have your lowest body temperature, and that's why you feel sleepy. It really doesn't matter that much what you had for lunch. Lunch could exacerbate it, but you're going to feel sleepy anyway. And it's very interesting, Jim, that that's the time of day when there's the largest number of industrial and highway and home accidents.
I'll be darned.
And that's because you're less alert.
Mm-hmm.
And
should we just give into it and take a nap?
Well, that's exactly what my recommendation is. And I take a nap every day of my life. And a nap is not going to sleep, Jim. It's just basically shutting down. It's like putting your head down on your desk. I close the door and just lie down on the floor for about 5 to 10 minutes, and then just kind of shut down and close my eyes and breathe deeply. And then all of a sudden, these little images start dancing in my mind's eye, and I know I've gone into alpha state. And my eyes pop open, and my body says to me, "Thank you, Pierce."
Well, Pierce, let me tell you something. If I go down on the floor, I'm going to stay down there longer than 5 or 10 minutes. I mean, it's not worth it to me. It's not worth it to me to go down that far down on the ground and only stay 5 or 10 minutes.
Yeah, it never happens to me. I can't go to sleep when I'm on my back on the floor.
Yeah.
And Bill Clinton was known for taking a nap standing up outside the White House. There are pictures of him standing up against the pillar and getting a cat nap. So it's not going to sleep.
I can take a nap just about anywhere, but I don't tie. If one of my shoes comes undone, I don't go down to tie it until the other one comes undone. I'll do both of them while I'm down there. All right, so what else can we do?
Well, as you move on through the afternoon, you're starting to think about transition from work to home and exercise. And there should be a logical placement to when you exercise. And the best time to do your aerobic exercise is after the most stressful time of day. If that's during the work day, then it should be late afternoon. If the most stressful time is at home, then it should be probably in the morning before you go to work. But what aerobic exercise does is it flushes the toxins out of your body, the cortisol that's accumulated because of the stress. And if you don't flush it out with aerobic exercise, it'll stay there for up to 2.5 days, and it'll make you sick.
Is there any better time of day, morning, noon, after, or evening, to exercise for the brain?
Yeah, after the most stressful episode.
But otherwise, let's say we didn't have a stressful day. Is there any other time? Does it matter?
It really is a matter of personal preference. In terms of burning calories, morning would be better.
Yeah, okay.
It just really depends.
Right. Pierce, thank you for being here. Good job today. This was good stuff.
Pleasure and
folks,
to be with you.
Be sure to think about, when you think about these things that Pierce is talking about, don't just think about it for yourself. Think about it for your employees, especially that light thing. Check that out. CRI, is that what it is, Pierce? CRI? Above 90. All right, thanks, Pierce. See you next time. Quick
Pleasure.
Break. No, actually, I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And as you know, this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.